Welcome to Geeks Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And we're so excited that you're here tonight, even though it's a million degrees.
It's super hot.
It is very warm.
It's gross.
It is. Yes, it is. It's not my favorite, but that is okay. Because it's gonna be a great night.
It's gonna be September.
Which means it might be hotter. I don't know.
This is so far the hottest week of the year.
But at least we aren't in the middle of a hurricane. So for those of you that are, we wish you all of the best and that you stay safe and away from the storm surge. Because I hear that's the worst thing to happen right now.
Also, being prepared is not a bad thing, nor is it embarrassing. You would rather be overprepared than not be prepared. Mm-hmm. So make sure that you have things charged. Make sure that you have all of that set up. And also, because this is my Florida PSA, because I feel like people aren't talking about it, if you have gotten gas recently,
make sure it's good.
Check, there's like a list that went out of gas stations. Fuel, gasoline was contaminated with diesel. So that's kind of the last thing you need right now.
Yeah.
So
not so good.
Check to see if your gas station was one of those.
Get good gas.
Yeah.
But yes, stay safe out there. And I know we have a bunch of friends that are actually at the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party tonight. And so far, at least the last I saw before the pre-show, there was no rain yet. So they were having a grand old time. But if you're not doing it, subscribe on Patreon right now or right after the show. And we do a pre-show every week before this show that's only for patrons. And it's very fun. You learn a little bit more about what's going on behind the scenes, and you see what's coming up early.
You learn about us as people.
And you learn about things that are coming to Daps early as well. All right, let's move right into the show. First off, what's on Mr. Daps' desk?
What is it?
This week, 101 top tips for digital landscape photography. I have been reading this lately. It's been fun. I'm about halfway through it. And I tried some of the tips that it gave me on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I had about 20 minutes, I would say, of just wandering around playing with stuff. So maybe I will post one of those pictures tonight. And it's fun. Like, I'm trying to become a better photographer in all the ways possible. And
if you don't already follow Mr. Daps on Instagram, go follow him. He did just hit 10K on Instagram, but he posted a very beautiful, stunning picture of Tiana from Sunday. And it's gorgeous. So go give him a follow. And if you do already follow him, make sure you're liking his photos.
And what else should they do?
You should also...
Since we haven't gotten to that yet. You know.
What's to say?
What is to say?
You should go into the chat section of where you are watching us currently. I don't know where you would be watching it. That's
just
not
with
YouTube.
Us.
But go into the chat. Say very nice things about us. If they are not nice things, keep them in your brain.
If it's not nice, don't say it. Is that what you're saying?
And put okay. more positivity into your brain.
Absolutely, because Daps is about Disney and positive stuff. Madly Deeply, The Diaries of Alan Rickman is what Bailey's reading, and that sounds like a very good book. I would be very intrigued by that. Let me know how it is, Bailey.
I've been really wanting to, and this is, I don't know your opinion on this. We actually never talked about this. I've been really wanting to listen to audiobooks.
My dad really likes those.
So in the same category as your dad, got it. I do need to go to the eye doctor. My eyes are terrible. But also, like, I've struggled as an adult to read books. So I feel like audiobooks would be good for me. Because I listen to a lot
They're
of
good.
Podcasts.
They're good. I like them.
So.
All right. Today we got a first look at Journey of Water. Is that right?
Moana.
Inspired by Moana at Epcot. And I'm just going to lead off and say it looks beautiful. What do you think of this? Journey of Water.
I want to do Jedi things. I want to go...
With the water? Oh, yeah?
Or like waterbending. Mm-hmm. I know that's not Disney, but I would love to waterbend.
But Journey of Water, what did you think of what they showed?
Took my breath away when they did the zoom out, mm-hmm. and it's Tafiti with Epcot in the background. And
that's a picture I want to take. Like, I don't know about all the rest of it.
Stunning.
But there you go. The landscape photography.
Yeah. For a second, I thought you were pointing at the carpet cleaner, and I was like, oh, okay.
No, landscape photography.
Yes, landscape photography. But that shot is so stunning, and the colors are so beautiful. And the thing that Florida has on us all day, every day of the year, their skies are stunning.
until it rains.
Are beautiful. True. But it's just like Tahiti against that Florida blue sky with those pretty clouds. That took my breath away. I also think this is going to be a fun interactive thing for families to do. I can already hear kids being like, "Mom, did you see it? I waved and the water went." Like,
you know what it also reminded me of? A little bit of Pandora.
I see that.
Like, I, as I was looking at the videos and the photos, I kind of had this moment of like, oh, this kind of reminds me of Animal Kingdom in Pandora. But yeah, it looks really gorgeous. I can't wait to experience it whenever we're out there next. And I think it's going to be...
We have an opening date yet.
No, they just... But it's moved from end of the year to soon.
Ooh.
So like, that's something too. I think that's great.
Pretty exciting.
All right, moving on over to the West Coast. This week, Murray and I were at the preview for Not Scary Farm's 50th anniversary, which it's crazy to think that it's 50 years old. It was also interesting to hear the origin story of it. It was some guy named Seymour that did a bunch of old horror movies that wanted to do an event where basically he would speak in front of his movie and kind of make fun of it. And they wanted to use what's now the Walter Knott Theater, but back then it was the John Wayne Theater. And apparently there was a John Wayne exhibit out in the hallway, which I think, or entry, whatever you would call that, which I find hilarious. I would have really loved to see. It kind of fits. You think Ghost Town, John Wayne?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, now that I'm thinking about it. But
Orange County icon, John Wayne.
So we got a preview of all the things that are coming. I'll tell you about that, or we'll talk about that in a minute. We also got to taste some of the foods. So I had a camel stew. It was fine.
Have you ever had a camel before?
No.
Okay.
It had a curry type thing going. I had an alligator sausage.
You had gator before? Okay.
Jerky.
Okay.
Like,
I've heard that.
It was just sausage. Like, it was fun. But there's also a turtle pizza. I don't know. Like, I'm intrigued. Because the first two were fine. Like, they really went overboard in a good way with the foods this year. And it was very fun to see all of the different foods that they have offering for Not Scary Farm, which starts on
September
21st. And, but they announced the ending of some mazes, which they do every year. I feel like they're like, oh, this is the last year, don't miss it,
go see it.
But more excitingly, they announced kind of the return of one maze, two new mazes if I remember correctly, and then also the returning of the hanging, and if you don't like it, don't go and or don't watch it. And they're putting it over in the wagon wheel
tagline.
That's what they said.
Oh, okay. I was like
it was literally like, if you don't like it, don't watch.
I was like, was that the tagline? Because that's good.
No, it was. I literally, when they did it, I was like, you're right.
But it's in wagon camp,
which is perfect.
Genius.
Because it is kind of a stunt show. Like, it is a stunt show, but like, it's weird because it's a stunt show, but when they put it out on the big stage, it's not a stunt show anymore. It's just a big theatrical production. But yeah, it's going to be in Wagon Wheel Camp, and I think that's going to be a great place. And it'll be really easy to see. The one thing I'm a little concerned about with that is it's going to be ridiculously packed.
Yeah.
Because that was packed anyway. Like, it was every one of... Like, we usually went to the last one of the night just because that would be the least packed, and it was still packed.
Yeah.
So I'm curious about that. There's also going to be a Not Scary Farm musical in the Walter Knott Theater, which will be replacing Puppet Up, which I'm a little bit sad about, I will admit. Like, if this is a really good musical, then sure. But
I'm still going to miss Puppet Up, by the way.
I know. Now we have to go up to L.A.
Puppet Up.
Yeah. But, yeah. I could take pictures, and it actually makes sense now. Okay, I just thought of something. yeah, so this musical looks like it'll be fun. It will be, I'm very curious to see what it is. Like, it's a Not Scary Farm musical. So you want to talk about the mazes?
I sure do.
You're excited about
this. I sure do. All right, so I'm at this in the car today. So one of the new mazes is like a cinema slasher maze. Forgive me, I don't have resources in front of me. I don't remember what any of these are called. One of them is like
resources? What are those? I don't know. Like,
sometimes you can tell when I go into Katie work mode, because what comes out of my brain is coffee scramble.
I'm looking for you. Sorry.
He's looking for me. So Cinema Slasher, it's like a horror B movie, and then the villain from the plot comes out. And oh, Cinema Slasher is the name of it.
Oh, good job.
Yeah. I think.
Yep, it is. Anyway. Cinema Slasher.
Yes. So that's very exciting. I think that's, I love campy horror movies. I also really love Dark Ride, which they said that this was kind of inspired by Dark Ride.
Mm-hmm. And a bunch of other things they said as well. Like it'll be fun. And there's three movies that they've created, like have concepts for this as well, which is pretty cool.
So there's also finally A Maze for the Goring 20s. This will be the third year, I think, of the Goring 20s Scare Zone returning. It's kind of like, it's very Prohibition era is what that Scare Zone is. But if Prohibition was a thing because
with zombies,
the booze killed you, you know,
like, and zombies
and zombies. Well, that's, it's what it does to you. It's the Tiger Elixir,
which I tried Tiger Elixir.
Oh, no, I shouldn't be doing the show with this
man. I'm still here. I will admit there were other things I liked better. It was a little bit too sweet for me. Not a huge surprise, I know. But they will have it at Not Scary Farm.
Oh, I will be having it.
I figured. I'm sure it'll be in the media preview.
I hope so. But it's the Goring 20s Scare Zone is finally getting a maze. So you get to kind of experience the world. I'm very interested to see where this maze is actually going to be because currently
I'm wondering if it's going to be where I thought, in the store, and that
so the Goring 20 Scare Zone is outside of the Walter Knott Theater where those bumper cars are, where the arcade is. Very interested where that's going to be. And then there is a maze that's kind of celebrating the history of Not Scary Farm. It's kind of an homage to things that have come in the past.
Well, and it's called Chilling Chambers, which was the original maze for Not Scary Farm, which I thought was very cool. And they did a probably like a 20 minute history of Not Scary Farm presentation in, and that was interesting to see like how they connected. And so we actually have that up on our YouTube if you want to watch and learn a little bit about the history, but also about the current mazes and how they connect to the history.
But I will say Not Scary Farm is one of those things that is genuinely my favorite part of Halloween. Knott's is continuing to put out original content. And there's something to be said for intellectual property mazes that happen at other haunts around the country. Because you get to step into your favorite.
But this one's all original.
It's 100% original content. My favorite current maze that I have been through is Origins.
Which I got to walk through with the lights on.
That is so cool!
And it was fascinating because I love to see how things work. And so you could see all of kind of like, it wasn't necessarily pulling away the curtain, but it was weird to walk through it and be like, this is where we saw Santa. Like, I literally had that thought at one point because I'm like, right over here is where Santa was. And like, it's very fascinating how they use that space in multiple ways. Mm-hmm. And you could see how some of the effects worked. And like, I was very impressed with seeing it with the lights on as much as it is with the dark, because it's just a different type of impressiveness. One other thing about the, you were talking and you triggered something in my brain.
I was saying that Origins is the best maze because it is completely not original content. It is a ghost town. It is Calico Ghost Town. That is they're seeing the hanging of Sarah Marshall because she is a witch. But it is all not, it's all Calico.
Yep.
I love it. I think there's something it does better. If I can go off on a tangent a little bit, because I was watching the live stream from home and I was having such a fun time. I was literally like, I had my little bubble bath. I was doing my little mask. I said, Not Scary Farm. I just want to get up on my pedestal real quick, if anyone will listen, and say, be nice about the Nobu necklace.
Oh, I'm all for it. I think for those that want it, it's great. And you shouldn't, like, it's, I hate to say it, but I think the way that it was reacted to on the live stream and during that was another form of gatekeeping.
Yeah.
And that's completely wrong, because what if the biggest Not Scary Farm fan that ends up, because like the thing you hear so often is there was either fans or they started as scarers and then they kind of worked their way up in the company and now they're like making the mazes. Like the guy that did the history lesson was behind the Chilling Chambers one, and or no, the cinema. Mm-hmm. And I had this thought. I was just like, what if the Nobu necklace or whatever it's called is that way that you can get, like, it's your entry level. Like, it's that like, oh, I can go this. I feel safe. Like, it's not changing a whole lot, to be completely honest. But, like, if it's what gets you in the door, if it's what gets a new fan, if it's also what makes you feel safe and have fun, like, that's what it's supposed to be about anyway.
It's also, if you don't want to do it, it's not going to affect your experience at all, mm-hmm. genuinely.
Especially when you saw it, like, it's not like it's glowing that much.
The other thing that I want to put out into the world, and I'm sure this is obvious about a lot of things said about Star Wars, fandom is about sharing your excitement with other people, not keeping it from people. Fandom is not about, well, I know about this thing and you can't know about it because I've studied it.
Or being elite about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Fandom is all about sharing it. And don't you want more people to say, oh my gosh, I got to see Scary Farm. That was so cool. And you get to enjoy that thing with that person.
Which is why I like how they did the hanging this year, yeah. because it's there for those who want it. And if you don't want it, that's great. And I feel like that's what the Nobu necklace is for too. Is like, if you want it, great. If you don't, like 90% of the people that show up probably won't like it. But I am curious to see opening night how many that we actually do see.
Yeah.
And I will applaud them for showing up and doing that, because they're facing a fear with that little bit of safety net. And I think that's a good thing. Like, yeah. I think that's, I and applaud also, them for doing it.
When you haven't gone to haunts for most of your adult life, suddenly deciding to go is very intimidating.
Well, and most of the country, just to let you know, people don't have haunts. Growing up in Minnesota, that was not something that was on my radar.
You didn't have like haunted hayrides?
No.
I don't know what you do in Minnesota.
We have bonfires and we blow things up. Like, it's like there's no, I don't know. Like, I think as I was leaving, they might have been doing a haunted Edmund Fitzgerald thing, but I guarantee it was nothing like what they have out here. And so, like, you just have to meet people where they're at and help them along and be friendly. And it's not that hard to be kind. So do it.
Be kind.
Speaking of being kind.
Yeah.
This isn't being kind. It is, but it's has nothing to do with being kind. It is time for this week's IndieCam. This comes from Katie's backyard. And and Indy. So my house does not have grass in the backyard. No. Katie's does.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
The
little puppy run.
It's
very funny.
Favorite thing.
I also like where he's chewing it and he said, like, wait, what? What happened?
My you call him the four-legged lawnmower. That is actually what we say. We have a gardener that comes and we always say, hey, we're gonna tell him that he's not doing a good enough job because Indiana had to come and
it's true.
and redid it. I mean, you've heard us say that same
thing. So that is the challenge every week, is coming up with a new indie cam, because honestly, the guy just does not stay still enough to get good video. And it's a challenge. I do want, hopefully it can happen before he grows out of it, is on the rare occasion where I can sneak food into his bowl and get it outside without him knowing, and then call him. It is the funniest thing to see him come running out, but he also does this like jump thing that he's like jumping and kind of kicking out his legs and just being a complete goober. And if we get that indie cam, it'll be everybody's favorite. I'm pretty sure.
He's real good at jumping, guys.
He's, yes.
And it's, I'm guessing that comes from his mom's side, because I was just watching his mom this weekend and she can clear 4 feet without running up to it.
Yeah, he's funny.
So.
All right. This week, we also got a first look at a mural that will be at the Villas at Disneyland Hotel when it opens on the 21st, 26th. I don't remember what the date is. But next month, September something.
I thought it was 12th.
No, because it was a month exactly from whenever I posted that article. So maybe it was 26th. it might have been yesterday. I don't remember.
People on Twitter are trying to sell me DVC, so I should.
There you go. I don't know, but I'm like, okay. But we got to see this really fun mural, and I will say that was a point where I was like, oh, I really like what they're doing with the wing or the tower, whatever you want to call it, this DVC tower, because suddenly the whole thing made sense. Is it's a celebration of Walt Disney Animation Studios and not just Tiana, Cinderella, whatever. And I kind of wish we'd almost seen that earlier, because the moment, like, everything connected to me the moment I saw that mural. And
it makes the tower make sense. It's also gorgeous. They started to add some of the mosaic elements to the outside of the
It looks good.
Hotel.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. I'm just super into this. And I think that it's one of those things that as more comes out, I'm getting more excited, as instead of like more's coming out and I'm like, so I just think this is very pretty. I think that people that get to stay there are in for a treat, because it is. Unfortunately, the Disneyland Hotel was a previously owned hotel that was rethemed by the Walt Disney Company.
But this one they made on their own.
Exactly.
I'm very curious to see how it turns
out. That's what I'm saying.
And I will be at the opening of this, so that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I very. Like, the downside of the whole thing is because we're locals, just really no reason to ever be there.
No.
Like, you don't need to be a DVC when you're local. I don't know. Like, that was my thought process. But I can't wait to see it in life or in real life and see it completed. I think it'll be a lot of fun. The other thing that we learned this week that we kind of got a glimpse of is who two new people. Villains coming to Oogie Boogie Bash, which is next Tuesday. So Geeks Corner will be on another night.
We're telling you ahead of time.
Stay tuned on social media. We'll say exactly when it is in the coming week. Maybe it'll be Wednesday. Maybe it'll be Thursday. Maybe it'll be Monday. Who knows? We'll figure it out. Maybe it'll be Monday. But we saw a tease of who is going to be at Oogie Boogie Bash, two new villains. Who do you think they are, Katie?
Yo-Kai. From Big Hero 6. And
Judge
Doom. I couldn't think of his I couldn't think of a signifier.
Doc Brown. Wait, what?
Yes. But if I can make, and I still know that this isn't confirmed in Disney canon, but if I can say this, I am wondering if the thing that is going to blow our mind is Judge Doom.
I think it's something else.
Ah, oh, dang it, really?
If you were to walk through Disney California Adventure today, and if you were maybe to go where there was a certain Dr. Facilier last year, you might find a book. At least it looks like a book. It's behind some shrubberies. And I think if you were to read said book, or what you can see of said book, there is a clue there. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I have not seen this online. Somebody sent me a text from Disney California Adventure. So I feel like everybody's now going to be rushing over there to see what it is that I have seen and what somebody else has seen.
This is me being horrified that he didn't tell me, by the way.
But I think what we're going to see is a replacement of popular things from last year with different things that might be even more popular.
Anyway, Judge Doom is going to be very cool. Yokai we have previously seen.
At Villains Night.
Well, I didn't see.
But
everyone else did. Sorry, I had COVID on Villains Night, so that's...
It happens.
A little sore spot for me. But I'm more interested on, like, what Judge Doom are we going to get? Are we just going to get a dude? Are we going to get Toon version? Personally, I hope we get Toon version.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of options.
I didn't listen to the video originally with sound on because...
I did.
I was at work. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I was, like, doing something, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I sent it to you, and I immediately went, okay, I saw the video, whatever. And then people kept talking about the shoe, and I'm like, why are you talking about the shoe? And I listened to it again with sound on, and I went, oh, no! Arguably the most emotionally damaging part of Who Framed Roger Rabbit is the shoe.
Which it has a really good Alan Silvestri score, by the way. So if you haven't listened to it, listen to it, because that inspired me to listen to it, and I was glad that I did. All right. I don't know if this is finally. Let me look at the show notes.
It is.
It is finally. Disney's Haunted Mansion is expanding, you could say. And this is going to be very cool. The grounds are expanding, really. Or Madame Leota's influence. I actually think that's what it is. It is interesting because if you go to the backstory of Haunted Mansion, it was built by Master Gracie. The groundskeepers still keep it going and looking nice, all of this stuff. But I feel like we're leaning a little bit more into Madame Leota, and that is totally okay with me.
I love
it. So we're going to get an extended queue that I think, honestly, is making the current extended queue look cool, as opposed to people just going back and forth in a random courtyard. Mm-hmm. We're getting a new store at the exit that I really hope will have gingerbread during the Halloween season and winter season.
It better have gingerbread.
And then they're also going to update some of Tiana's Palace area, or that plaza in between, I guess is a good way to put it. So let's talk about this. And as we're talking about it, let's look at it too. So first, let's look at the extended queue, which is going to have statuaries from Madame Leota's incantation, apparently. And so as you're looking at this, from the best that we can tell, this is where the extended queue currently is outside of the main gate of Haunted Mansion. So as you're looking at the walkway that's coming up the middle there, that is the walkway, and you can see the pet cemetery, I think, right there in the bottom, and it looks like they're adding some garden stuff over the inner courtyard, maybe? I don't know. Is that what it looks like to you, Katie?
Yeah.
And then as you further back, there's the wall that kind of comes across, and you see a... I don't know. It's the extended garden, I guess. What would you call this? But that's going to be the extended queue that becomes permanent. And honestly, it looks very pleasant and beautiful. But what do you think of this with its new tree?
Gorgeous, stunning, beautiful, never the same. Honestly,
Before and never again.
I am so excited. We just did Haunted Mansion Classic. And the whole time I was thinking...
On the last day.
This queue is convoluted. It's something I've thought many times.
I was like, the inner part still might be.
This wasn't a new thought.
Yes.
Is the queue is very convoluted. And I think that this fits it so well. And I saw somebody on Twitter, because I'm not calling it that other name, say that it really lives the vision that Walt Disney once said of, we take care of the outside, the ghosts take care of the inside. Yeah. The theming is beautiful. I love this. Because there's that covering that Walt Disney World has. I love that. I love this idea of, you're walking up to a very fancy mansion. Are we going to a garden party? What am I doing? And, oh, there's ghosts. Scary. Like, I'm obsessed with this. I think it's so great. I think this is what Mansion needed. I love it.
Let's keep going. Let's keep going, though. Welcome to Geeks Corner Plus. We're going to just keep going.
Woo!
I hope you're okay with this. Yeah. So then we have this beautiful gift shop.
Taking on a rainy night.
At the exit.
Clearly.
Clearly, because that's where we're going to take the picture when it happens.
Well, it's reflecting.
And this basically takes over where the current gift stand is, and also the old Fast Pass distribution for Splash Mountain, which is no more.
Where the gift hearse is.
Yes. And it's a stable or a carriage house, I think, yeah, is what it's officially called. And honestly, this makes so much sense to me, and it makes the manor feel like it's an entire property as opposed to just a thing at the end of the street.
That's the pool home.
But I love this idea. I really hope there's gingerbread in it.
There, like, if there's please, not gingerbread, oh my
please.
God.
I'm gonna talk to my media people and be like, can there please just be gingerbread one day? Opening day, I will, when I film the Haunted Mansion holiday, as I get off, I will buy as many as you want me to.
I will have a bag and I will just take my arm to the shelf and I will shove it all into a bag.
Yeah.
I love it. I think this is amazing. Memento Mori is kind of a little bit separated from the Walt Disney World Mansion.
But this
is connected.
And
it's part of it.
You look at where it's at and it feels like that's where it should be.
Uh-huh.
Like, as I was thinking, and I'm curious to see, because I think we're actually going to see more of how this all fits into as you go down into Critter Country as well. Like, I think we're going to see the connections there. And I think that's going to be really cool. And in some ways, by the end of 2024, I dare say we're going to have a more cohesive corner of the park in that area than we've ever had before, because
I think you're right.
It just didn't necessarily connect in the way that I think it could have. And it was always a little bit jarring to go from Haunted Mansion into the Splash Mountain thing. And I think this way it kind of all has.
It was literally like, ooh, creepy, things are awful. Yeah. How do you do?
But I think it's gonna be fun to take photos of, and I'm really looking forward to it. The next part that I'm actually really excited about, and I think this might be why they announced it this week, is they're redoing the other half of that area between the extended queue and Tiana's Palace, which the food is great, by the way. Check it out when it opens in a week. And what you will notice in this picture, though, is look at where the jazz band is pointed. They're pointed out into the plaza where there's tables. And then you can see the extended queue off to the right.
Yeah.
Yes, I will acknowledge there is no fountain, unless that's it up in the corner. I don't know. I'm going to bet it's not there. But, you know, we might be surprised. But I also think they're going from extended queue of just people filling up this courtyard that was very pretty, but it's not pretty when you have a bunch of people just standing in a queue going back and forth in it,
mm-hmm,
to structure that kind of gives the whole thing a story and a feel that makes a lot of sense to me. What do you think?
I love it. I think it's beautiful. I think that everything they said about how it's going to tie into Tiana's Palace makes it amazing. Everything about this, I saw it and I was immediately
such a solid upgrade.
In awe.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's my opinion. There's nothing bad about this.
It's a safe space. You're good.
That was a meme reference that you didn't understand.
I know. And I was making a Daps reference.
I'm so proud of you.
I honestly think the seating, though, in that little plaza watching a jazz band, I'm all on board.
That is so New Orleans. It's not even funny.
And there's never enough seating at what will be Tiana's Palace. Like, yeah, when it was French Market, there was never enough seating.
You'd be carrying your chicken, like...
Yeah. So I think this
or
is...
Or if you're Taryn, carrying your corn chowder, like...
Which they're not going to be selling anymore.
RIP the corn chowder.
But they're looking for a way to get it seasonally somewhere. So hopefully that comes back for you. That question was asked.
I'm very happy that...
Heather from Disney Food Blog asked
somebody
the question.
Asked that question just for Taryn.
Yeah, exactly.
They said, I talked to my friend Taryn, and they need corn chowder.
So there's a chance that the corn chowder will come back somewhere. If I had to make a guess, it's probably going to be over along the Rivers of America somewhere.
Oh, I was thinking, oh, yes, Rivers of America, or seasonally on the other side.
Yeah, it could go over there.
And San Francisco.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be better along the Rivers of America, but we'll see.
Or both.
Or both. Who knows? Yeah. But I think this is a solid upgrade. I'm looking forward to seeing it come to life. I'm looking forward to seeing how they... I think they're going to change the landscaping there quite a bit, and that will be fun to see as well. And it's, we're not losing a whole lot. Like, I think it's not like you can't go there anymore. And it's not like it's this is where you're standing in line anyway. It's making it a more enjoyable line experience. And yes, I'm going to miss the fountain. It was a great photo location, but only when the line wasn't there.
I think it's telling a more enriched story.
And it honestly, with the new areas and everything that's going on, it makes much more sense. Mm-hmm. And I think it makes the Haunted Mansion feel even more prestigious and more like it stands out even more. So I think it's a great thing. As we mentioned, we are in Geeks Corner Plus. If you have any questions for us, comments, whatever, we'd love to respond to those. In the meantime, we'll keep talking about Haunted Mansion because it's amazing and we love it. And the holiday version opens up in less than a week.
In 3 days. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Better queue that reduces traffic plus more seating. I'm willing to sacrifice the old Frontierland fountain.
Yeah.
Taryn, so am I.
And it was the old Frontierland. Like, that was the Frontierland area.
Frontierland.
It's made of wood.
And that's what made Frontierland the little town that could.
That's true.
I think, actually, because Geek Corner Plus is for telling random stories, one of my favorite things recently.
Uh-oh.
We have access to the internet. We have access to videos that we have taken. Instead, Daps and I went back and forth trying to remember the lyrics. For Frontierland.
Still don't know them, but that's okay.
No, we don't. And don't tell us. We don't want to know. Until 1996.
I remember
that. Good year. I don't remember that. I don't remember 1996. I remember that.
Yeah.
That's weird. I wonder why I don't remember 1996.
By the way, since it's Geeks Corner Plus, I had, you know, you have random ideas out of nowhere.
Yeah, I do know that.
Clocky just triggered one for me.
About 1996?
No.
Me?
No, it's about the parks. Would it be fun, and I feel like it has to happen the next time you're down, Clocky, is wouldn't it be fun to have a photo adventure in the park, and it's basically a meetup where Clocky will have a postcard that was sent from Disneyland.
Just a meetup with Clocky.
Well, kind of. But what we will do is we'll go to wherever location that was for the postcard, and we will take new postcard photos, not necessarily make them into postcards. But take photos of that location as if they were going to be a postcard, mm-hmm. and just kind of do a fun photo adventure.
Like, that's great.
You could do it with a phone. You could do it with a camera. Like whatever.
I love that.
Whatever you want. I probably should have asked you about it first, Clocky, before I.
Anyway, you just got
on the internet. But I think it'd be fun. Like sent from Disneyland Daps Magic Meetup. All right, we're gonna do it.
When
you said
I
so.
First, if you guys don't know. The Katy Burr 13 origin story. When I first started coming around, I was an audience member. And I will never
sit right down there.
Yeah, I would. I would.
And laugh at all of our jokes. My have times changed. Maybe
I
not.
I laughed at that. I've laughed like twice at things you said tonight.
That's a win.
Anywho, mm-hmm. You were doing a Dapper Day meetup at the Disneyland Hotel, I think. And you said that anyone that could find you was going to get like a Daps Magic business card or something like that.
Okay.
And I was so, or like a pin or whatever. I was so bummed I couldn't go.
It was a sticker, I think. But yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I was so bummed I couldn't go. Because mm-hmm. I was like, when, like, I was like, I want to meet Mr. Daps, even though like I literally already met you. So I was like, here at Geek's Corner. Taryn, I think that is because you are one of the funniest people on this earth.
Taryn is very funny.
If you guys don't already, go follow Taryn on Twitter. They are genuinely hilarious. They also were on a string at Ghost Hunt Alive. So,
and we had a blast at Disneyland's birthday. Taryn and I.
Oh my god, that was Disneyland's birthday. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Anyway, we love them. Daps Magic endorsement.
As we tried to survive the heat, just like today. I was so lethargic throughout the day because it was so hot. Daps Magic sticker.
That's how to get most things.
And I'm going to have new buttons. So I think Drew and I are working on a button series, which might be, I might not carry, but they might be on the store. Okay. And it might be like a fall/Halloween series where you get Daps Magic buttons and there's 5 different colors in this series.
I'm gonna start crying. I'm so excited about that.
Okay, tell Drew that.
I'll get in the group chat right now.
Okay, do it.
Drew!
Right after this show's over. But I think that's coming soon. In fact, we'll probably have it up in the next week.
I was about to ask for a new Daft Magic sticker, but I'll just wait.
But there's a new, in our store setup thing, there's a new way to do 5 buttons. And I was like, oh, we should do a series. And like, you can get all 5 buttons. And
I am a Halloween girl.
So hopefully people like that. And
day in, day. And if you guys don't like it, still buy it because I need us to make
it. And the Halloween logo will be taking over Daps very soon. So
I hope you enjoy that as well. Screaming! I love Halloween! And not just because my birthday is really close to Halloween. The Daps Collective.
The Daps Collective.
Resistance is futile. Daps Collective.
There we go.
We are Daps Collective.
Now I want to go watch some Star Trek.
I feel like I do a decent Patrick Stewart.
Or Ahsoka. I really want to watch Ahsoka.
We haven't seen the newest Ahsoka.
No. I need to do that. And I need to review the new, well, not the new, but the new Wish, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I need to watch all the bonus features, which is on my plan for tonight.
You do, because our girl, isn't it? Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
I love her. And let's do a little...
I thought you were going to say Karen Allen, but no, okay, let's her do... too.
Let's do a full loop around.
Okay.
One of my favorite podcasts did a live show in LA this weekend. I could not go. We're not going to talk about that because I was house sitting. So that's fine. I was with puppies. But my favorite person on said podcast was wearing a Fleabag shirt that night.
There you go.
Yeah.
It was a sign.
So Beth May, if you're watching this.
Anyway, all of this to say, buttons are coming. When Clocky comes to town, we're going to do a meetup, a photo meetup, and it'll just be like an hour. We'll take the pictures, everybody meets up, and then we'll disperse so we're not all stuck. And it'll be great. And is there anything else I'm forgetting?
I don't think so.
All right. Katie, what should people do?
Go to dapsmagic.com, check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens. If you were listening to this as a podcast, how are you going to see all the cool pictures we were talking about?
And Indycam.
Go to dapsmagic.com. And from there, subscribe to our mailing list so you don't miss anything. And find our Patreon, because our Patreon is really fun, if I do say so myself.
I think so as well.
I'm a patron.
That's appreciated. Also, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, where we've got lots of things going up. And we're going to have even more, because this week Halloween kicks off. And so we're going to have the end of summer, which means hopefully the last day of Rogers the Musical. And then we'll have the last Wondrous Journeys, weather permitting, one way or another, and then we'll pivot the next day to all the Halloween stuff. So we'll have Haunted Mansion Holiday. Did I say it right? Holiday, yeah. Haunted Mansion? Okay.
Haunted Mansion Holiday.
Yeah, so we'll have that as well. And it'll be a lot of fun. But that is all the time we have for you this week. So we will see you around the corner.
Bye!